Welcome back. This is Breathe Free, the Smoking Release Activation, and I'm Dr. Gary Danko. If you've made it to this point, I want to acknowledge something powerful. You're not just learning, you're transforming, bit by bit, breath by breath. In this episode, we'll be exploring the nature of triggers, and you'll begin to understand something essential. Triggers are not commands, and they're certainly not who you are. They are simply cues. And cues can be changed. Let's start here. You're driving in a car. Music's on, windows down, and suddenly there's an urge, a flash, a whisper. This is where I smoke. Or you're stressed. Something didn't go your way. And before a single clear thought forms, your hand is already moving. That's a trigger. It's not rational. It's not conscious. And it isn't even a craving for nicotine. It's a memory, a pattern, a match being struck somewhere deep in the brain. Triggers are emotional, environmental, energetic. They can be tied to a person, a place, a song, even a posture, a time of day, a certain kind of silence. And they are learned, which means they can be unlearned. You see, your subconscious mind is a brilliant pattern recognizer. It stores connections the way a river finds the path of least resistance. Something happens, you feel a certain way, you do something to cope. Repeat that loop enough times, and the brain stops asking questions. It just responds. No judgment, no analysis, just reaction. But here's the good news. What was wired in can be rewired out. The subconscious doesn't cling to habits because they're good. It clings to habits because they're familiar. And hypnosis is the art of helping your subconscious find a new familiar. Let me share a story. There was a dog named Max who lived with an old man in the countryside. Every day, Max would run out the back door into the field. But one day, the man installed a screen door. And the first time Max ran full speed, bam, he hit it. The next day he ran again, slowed at the door, then bam, tried to push it open with his nose. A few days later, he just sat and whined, waiting for someone to open it. Now, here's what's interesting. One day, the man took the screen door off his hinges. It was gone. But Max never ran again. He still stopped, still whined, because the memory of the barrier had become more real than the barrier itself. Your triggers work the same way. They're screen doors that may no longer even be there, but your subconscious doesn't know yet. It's still responding to something that isn't real anymore. So what can we do? We don't need to fight the trigger. We just need to interrupt the loop. Through hypnosis, we can teach the subconscious a new response. A breath instead of a cigarette. A pause instead of a pattern. A pathway that leads toward calm, not smoke. And each time you recognize a trigger, not as a command, but as a cue, you reclaim power. You shift from reacting to reconditioning. This is not about never being triggered again. It's about what your mind does next. So here's your task. Start noticing your triggers. Log them. Write them down. Observe without judgment. Then go to our online community. It's in the course here over on the left side in the column there. Or if you're on an iPhone, or you just click on the drop-down menu and you'll find it. But go there and share the biggest trigger you've discovered so far. Whether it's morning coffee, the drive home, or a phone call with someone stressful. Just naming it starts to break the spell. You're not the trigger. You're the awareness behind it. Next time, we'll explore how hypnosis works, not as some stage show trick, but as the most natural way to speak directly to your deepest mind. But for now, take a deep breath, notice what's stirring, and remind yourself, triggers are not chains, they're cues, and you can rewrite what they mean. This is Dr. Gary Danko. I'll see you in the next episode of Breathe Free, the Smoking Release Activation.